In a bizarre series of weeks, it seemed like this week was stranger than even the ones that came before, because it did seem to me like he may have admitted to committing a crime. He said that he almost said word for word that he fired Comey because the Russia thing, in his opinion, isn't real. That seems like obstruction of justice. He also was asked, did you ask Comey for his loyalty? And he said, no, I didn't, but that's a great idea. Which is illegal, correct?
It is staggering. Plainly what he did, if you can believe him, was at a minimum unethical, improper, etc. Whether it's illegal also depends on whether you think he's telling the truth. Ironically, the most incriminating things are if you believe him. But of course, when it comes to Russia, you really can't believe what this president is saying. And here he's, you know, compounding that by saying, you know, Director Comey, you better look out because I may have tapes. So is it worse if he's telling the truth and he is guilty of what he accused his predecessor of, wiretapping people in the White House? Or is it worse that the President of the United States will just willy-nilly tell the American people the things that are patently untrue?